Christine Danroth is testing Prince Rupert's moniker, the City of Rainbows. The Prince Rupert mother wants a crosswalk painted in the city's symbolic colors, but in the name of gay rights. Later this week, she'll meet with Prince Rupert Mayor Lee Brain to discuss the idea. But ahead of that, she joins me live in the Prince Rupert studio. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Okay, give me this vision. Why a rainbow crosswalk?
Well, I just thought it would be something fun to do for Prince Rupert. We're the City of Rainbows, and I'm also very active in the Gay Straight Alliance at Charles Hayes, and I thought it would be really good for our youth and the community.
What do you think it would say to youth if there was something as simple as a crosswalk painted in rainbow colors?
I think it would definitely encourage their pride, and it's about being inclusive and having diversity. It's also really beautiful. And I think for people coming into the community or just coming on a day visit, they would see right away that we're a very proud, inclusive community.
But why a crosswalk as opposed to anything else, like, say, a flag, for instance?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the crosswalks in Vancouver, but in English Bay on Davie Street, they have a four-way crosswalk with rainbows. It's very bold. It's very bright. People walk around your city. You know, I've seen people take pictures of the crosswalk and make it their profile picture on Facebook. So it's just a really bold statement, and it also makes our city really pretty. So
right now, the city is repainting all of its crosswalks. Thus far, how enticed do you think they are by this notion?
I'm not too sure. I mean, I watched my crosswalk get painted, and that's kind of what brought on the idea. You know, I was thinking, what would it take to get a rainbow crosswalk in Prince Rupert? And there's a couple of smaller communities in BC that have rainbow crosswalks. So I just posted the idea on Facebook, and it exploded. So
do you think the community is ready for such a thing, to be so vocally proud, as it were?
I think we're totally ready. I'm openly gay in the community. I'm raising my son here. We have a really positive experience. When I'm working with the youth, I think it would just, they would feel really supported by the gesture, and I totally think we're ready.
And do you think that this could lead to crosswalks being painted in other ways to celebrate other causes?
I hope so. I was thinking about Cow Bay. It would be cool to have a cow print crosswalk at some point. And I think it would be great for tourists.
And what about the safety of pedestrians? Do you think a rainbow crosswalk would be safe enough for pedestrians, especially if they're crossing at night?
Yeah, I totally think it's safe. We're meeting with the mayor on Thursday, and I think, you know, they'll have some information for us. I don't think it'll cause any problems when you're crossing the crosswalk. I don't think there's been any issues in Vancouver, so.
Do you have an idea where you'd like to see this?
I think as a start, it would be cool to have a crosswalk down at the waterfront. Eventually, maybe we can have some crosswalks near City Hall. I haven't put too much thought into where we should have a crosswalk yet, because I'd like to talk to Mayor Brain about it first.
And you mentioned that this was first posted on Facebook. That's been viewed tens of thousands of times, 15,000 times. Has anybody been opposed to the idea?
There was a little bit of negativity. There was a comment that, you know, the city shouldn't have to pay to paint the rainbow crosswalks or paint them, but it hasn't been too negative at all, and a lot of people have just moved on and kept doing positive comments. So.
And what do you think? Should the city pay for something like this?
I'm not too sure what other cities have done. If it's a question of money, it would be exciting to start a fundraising campaign. I have some youth who are going to be involved, so maybe we can look at halving the costs, or maybe we do a big fundraising campaign.
So when you meet with the mayor on Thursday, what do you think the answer will be? Any guesses?
Well, so far he's been really supportive, and he's excited about it. So I think it's totally possible. I'm hoping, you know, we get some direction as to whether we have to go to city council with this idea. I think we do. He's going to talk to me about how the process should go. My sister suggested that maybe I just go and paint the crosswalk myself and beg for forgiveness after. I don't think that's the way we should do things. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear how we do it.
Now, a crosswalk is simply that. It's something that is obvious. We walk over it. What else at the root does Prince Rupert need to do to increase its pride for whether you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, transgendered?
I think, you know, with this project and situation, it would be great to hear from more people and to just have increased support around this. It would be also great to have more people involved in the GSA at Charles Hayes.
What's the GSA?
The Gay Straight Alliance. So we have youth in our high schools who are LGBTQ and just showing their general community support for us.
Christine, thanks so much for dropping by and painting this out for us today.
Thank you so much.
Christine Danroth is working on getting a rainbow crosswalk painted in Prince Rupert live here in the Prince Rupert studio. We ask you, what kind of impact can rainbow crosswalks have on pushing forward the cause for lesbian, bisexual, gay, transgendered, and queer individuals? And what do you think of a crosswalk like this here in Prince Rupert? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at daybreaknorth.